I am tired of hearing stories of people getting high and jumping off of buildings, thinking that they somehow are gonna start flying or who knows what, like drugs. They were created for a reason. I think that we are to use them as tools to unlock different levels of consciousness, different higher levels of potential. I don't think we're supposed to abuse them or use them daily. We can learn something from all the drugs out there. For example, alcohol. What can alcohol teach you? When you drink, you tend to become more outgoing. People tend to not really care. Like, people are way more open to dancing when they're drunk or after they have a couple drinks. Then people start to loosen up and are willing to dance or maybe speak on things that they were afraid to speak on before they had a drink. It kind of just eases your anxiety, makes you loosen up, let go. But to me, alcohol just taught me, like, well, clearly I love dancing. I love being social. I love speaking my truth, even if it's hard to speak on. So why would I need alcohol to do that? Like, why can't I just dance? Like, why do I have to have a drink and then not be shy enough to actually dance in front of people or be myself around people? So that's what alcohol taught me. Weed teaches you, for one, slow down. Like, just, stop. Slow down the pace, especially in the society. Everyone is caffeinated to the brim. We're going in super speed everywhere. We're thinking in super speed. But I feel like that just puts us in a constant state of anxiety. Like, I know so many people who will drink like 5 cups of coffee a day and then smoke weed on top of that to like calm themselves down. Like, or you could just not drink coffee and not smoke weed and you would just be at your normal resting state, right? And yeah, another thing that weed teaches you from cotton mouth is drink more water. So you can take those lessons and still drink enough water, take it a little bit slowly throughout your day, and also just laugh at dumb little things. You could do that naturally. Like, you can program your mind to think that way without having to smoke marijuana. Another popular drug that I've encountered since I've been in Europe, cigarettes. Man, everyone here smokes cigarettes. I've never been a fan. I've smoked hookah before, which was fun just because blowing smoke, like seeing the smoke, seeing your breath, it's just cool. It's a cool experience. But everyone here smokes cigarettes. And I was like, okay, you know what? I have to try them. I have to see what cigarettes can teach me. And honestly, the only thing I took away from smoking cigarettes is since they smell so bad and you have to go outside to smoke them, they just taught me, like, go outside and breathe fresh air from time to time. Go outside and take long, deep breaths, and it'll relax you regardless of whether you are breathing in cigarette smoke or breathing in fresh air. Well, it's obviously better to just go outside and take deep breaths of fresh air. So that's the only thing I took from that. But like I'm saying, I think drugs are tools for us to see who we really are, who we want to be. Like, no one wants to be shy. Everyone wants to be able to dance freely when they're completely sober. So that's one thing that I've been practicing is just pretending. Sometimes I'll pretend like that I smoked or pretend that I drank and just, well, I want to do this, so I'm gonna do it regardless of whether it's giving me anxiety or not. Like, I'm not gonna smoke weed in order to do this, or I'm not gonna take a shot in order to have the courage to do this, or I'm not gonna go smoke a cigarette when I can just go outside for a minute and have some privacy, have some alone time, just breathe. I think drugs are tools. I don't think we're supposed to use them every single day. Like, clearly we know they're harmful to us, they're toxic to us, they harm our organs, our skin, our immune system, our nervous system, just so many risks associated with drugs. Once again, we're human. Sometimes you just need a cigarette, I guess, or sometimes you just need to have a glass of wine, but I don't think we're supposed to use them every single day. You don't need to take a certain substance in order to behave in a certain way, in order to be in a good mood, in order to motivate yourself to do a certain task. I think if you don't have motivation to do a certain task sober, then maybe you shouldn't even be doing that task. Like, for example, if you need like 5 cups of coffee to get you through your day at work, I don't know, maybe that isn't the job for you, or something needs to change. You shouldn't have to change your mental state in order to enjoy an activity. I think you should enjoy it naturally. But that's just my point of view. And yeah, like I said, I'm tired of hearing about kids jumping off of roofs because they're so high. I also think if you're gonna smoke, like when I smoked weed, I would literally take 2 hits. I would never smoke a full blunt at once. Same with the cigarettes. I tried the same thing. When I would smoke a cigarette, I would go outside, literally take 2 puffs, put the rest of my cigarette up in foil, and save it for another day. Like, it would take me like 3 days to get through 1 cigarette. I don't think you need a full cigarette to feel just like a little buzz, to feel like a slight effect. But yeah, please stop jumping off of roofs. This isn't the Matrix. You're not gonna start flying. The Matrix isn't physical, it's in your mind. You start flying when you realize you can do awesome things. You can face your fears on your own. You can dance like nobody's watching without being just blackout drunk. It's in you. It's somewhere deep down under there, but it's there. I promise, all it takes is just a little practice, a little restraint, a little embarrassment at first, just facing your anxiety. But all it takes is trying, starting. Beginning of anything is always the hardest.